to mid-40s. South winds at 5 to 15, eventually switching to the northwest. Friday night, cloudy. Lows will be in the low to mid-20s. For Saturday, cloudy with a chance of snow in the afternoon. Highs in the low to mid-30s. Northeast winds at 10 to 20. And then for Saturday night, snow and freezing rain possible with lows in the upper 20s. Sunday, rain and snow mix with a high near 40. Sunday night, cloudy with a chance of snow. Lows in the teens by Monday. Snow early, eventually becoming partly sunny, highs in the low to mid-20s. This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
Hey, good morning, you. It's 9:36. Got sunshine, 16 degrees. Time to talk Wapton Parks and Rec. Months go by quick. Brad Edwardson in from Parks and Rec. Good morning, young man.
Morning, Bill.
How we doing?
Pretty good. Happy Leap Day.
Happy Leap Day to you. Yeah, it's fortunate you come in here on Leap Day.
Yeah, you'd think you'd get a little bit of extra time to catch up on things, but it just adds one more day to what you
right.
have to do.
Isn't that the truth? Everybody says, well, it's kind of a gift. It's like, well, that's kind of subjective, kind of how you look at it. What's happening in the month of March here coming up?
We've got our projects that we've started that we're, you know, kind of finishing up, the Keeble shelter.
That looks great, by the way. I drove down there the other night going, boy, that looks nice.
Yeah, thanks. I'll tell Kurt. He's been hard at it in that building and making it his own, kind of, but it's a huge transition from what we had to what we have now.
It's going
to
be beautiful.
It's kind of fun. Yeah, so he's finishing that up. They're also working on, we're building a new concession stand for the pool, a little bit bigger one. And then we're going to use the one that's there now to use for a storage shed.
Mm-hmm.
But the new one will be have access inside the pool and outside the pool. So we have a concession stand down in the park in the mornings for the youth programs. The parents come down and grab a coffee or whatever. So that'd be kind of nice. And then a really good turn of events happened for us. So John Randall Field lights are... They're at the end of their life also. Mm-hmm. The foot candle on those are, right now it's ranging anywhere from, you know, the 10 to 12 range up to maybe 20. We get in some spots, we even have a few spots that are 7, and that should be up in the 30 to 50 foot candle.
Okay.
So it's time. And the poles are old too. There's some that are stamped 1965, and that's well past what their time is. So the Baseball Association got a very generous anonymous donation, so that kind of helped push the project forward. So this spring we'll start working on replacing the lights at John Randall Field.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, that'll be good. It's been long overdue.
Well, it's a beautiful stadium anyway. Now get new lights put on it. That's kind of the crowning touch.
Yeah, will be. There's, you know, we still have a little bit of work to do there. The field does need some work. The fence needs some work, but it's one of the nicest fields in the state for
definitely,
sure.
Definitely, yeah.
Pretty iconic with the big green fence out in the outfield, and it's kind of nice. And then this is, it's grant season, you know, late winter, early spring. We've got a lot of grants that we apply for, some forestry grants. We do that usually every year, at least in the forestry grants are spring and fall, but we'll apply for some spring ones this year to get some trees planted in a few different areas in town and in the park and stuff like
fantastic.
That.
Fantastic.
The North Dakota Parks and Recreation, they offer some grants also. There's a few of them that we're going to try and get there. There's other grants available too, but they specifically have some for walk paths. The zoo is in need of some repairs to their walk paths. So, excuse me, if we get the grant, we'll pull up some of those asphalt paths and try and put concrete paths in there. So that'll be a nice upgrade in the zoo.
You bet it will.
Softball complex needs a full rebuild. Right now, we can't really host any state tournaments anymore because our fences are too short. So we've got to rebuild that and redesign it. So that's another one that we'll search out. And then this fall, we're going to try and get some restrooms put into the... it'll be connected to the wood shop down in the park. That's right at the north end of the football field, Jim Sturdivant Field.
Right.
We hear lots of... comments about not having restrooms close to that football field, and it gets used a ton, and it's out of town people that are coming for their teams or whatever, and they got to make their way all the way over to the baseball field restrooms. So we're going to try and get some restrooms put in there, and we'll see what we can do for grants on that. And then the North Dakota Council of the Arts, we have music grants, music in the park and stuff like that, and probably some murals and stuff like that that we'll try to apply for grants. So we'll be busy over these next 2 months writing grants for those things.
Fantastic.
So to getting to our calendar, it's pretty light this month. March 5th, the 4th and 5th grade girls rec volleyball starts. So that those you can get signed up online for that. March 9th, we have the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast at the Community Center. So get down there and get some awesome pancakes.
You bet.
Do that. And then our adult rec programs, we've got men's basketball and women's volleyball and co-ed volleyball. Those all start winding down at the end of March. I mean, it's time to start getting outside. Our pickleball players have been outside quite a few times.
Unbelievable.
And,
yeah.
Even the science school baseball team has been down at the park practicing outside a few times.
I saw them the other night,
So people take advantage of it, that's for sure. And hopefully we're clear of sailing now, hopefully, till next winter.
Well, and we'll talk about the walk paths. We drove down there the other night, too, when the weather was like into the 50s and 60s. And people all over the place on those paths, too. So definitely getting their use.
Yeah, the weather just, everybody gets down. It's just a nice place to get down and take a walk or play in the playgrounds.
You got it.
Whatever it is.
You got it.
So most of our programming is open right now for signups for all the youth programming in the summertime. Just go under our website, WaptonParks.com. We've upgraded that so you can reserve shelters, as you've always been able to do, and then campground. You can reserve spots in the campground. You can reserve rooms at the community center. Mm-hmm. So all that stuff is online, and then always the registrations are always on there, too. So.
You bet. Well, Brad, keep up the great work that you and your staff do. Definitely does not go unnoticed or underappreciated, that's for sure.
So. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, they work hard at it, so
you got
and
it.
I watch them. So.
Brad, you have a great month of March. We'll talk again the end of March, okay?
All right. Thanks, Bill.
You bet. Brad Edwardson talking. Things coming up in March, Wapton Parks and Rec. We talked with Brad last day of the month, each and every month here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.